With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. You'll have a constitutional amendment on this year's general election ballot. Why should people care?
Last year, although I didn't support it, there was a payroll tax approved to support long-term care benefits for citizens of the state of Washington. And I think it's important that we work on the cost of long-term care. I just didn't like the payroll tax. Nonetheless, we have it, and I am concerned that if we're going to do it, we need to do it well and make sure the program stays solvent. So I proposed a constitutional amendment that would allow us to invest these funds just like we do for public employee pensions or for the L&I Trust Fund through the stock market. We have what's called the State Investment Board that does this for our state. They're considered the best in the country. When we approved this, we assumed a 5% return rate. The truth is we can only get about a 1.5% return when we invest through the treasurer's office. So we're going to have a shortfall, or we're going to have an increase in rates if we don't fix this problem. So I think this is the right move to make sure that this program is properly funded and solvent into the long term, and hopefully it will allow us to reduce rates in the long term.
So where are we in session now?
It's the last week of session. We've had cutoff in both chambers. We're down to, you know, bills that either have been approved and are at the governor for signature, or they've been changed and sent back to the original chamber, which means we need to go through a negotiation period called a conference and figure out what we're going to do or if we're going to do anything. So that will be the activity this week. Along with that, and this is the part I am historically involved in, is this when we do the final changes to the budgets. And in my case, I'm focused on the operating budget, so we'll be watching that. Now, granted, we're in the minority, so we don't have as much influence as I would like, but nonetheless, we should be watching and influencing as much as we can to make sure that we don't overspend, that we have a long-term sustainable budget that serves the needs of the state of Washington.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.